USA Radio News.
A Texas state trooper who arrived at the scene of the Uvalde, Texas massacre just 5 minutes after the shooting started has been fired. The sergeant is one of several troopers investigated after revelations that law enforcement delayed going into the school while the gunman killed 19 children and two teachers. According to CNN, the Department of Public Safety officials did not disclose a reason for the firing. The first group of Venezuelan migrants sponsored by U.S.-based individuals under the new Biden administration policy designed to deter illegal border crossing arrived in the U.S. over the weekend. This is according to the Department of Homeland Security. Four Venezuelans approved to come to the U.S. under the private sponsorship program arrived. The arrivals show the sponsorship process has been operational rapidly since the U.S. government began accepting applications from prospective sponsors on Tuesday. 33 missiles were fired at Ukraine, 18 of which were shot down, the country's Air Force claimed. Local officials in regions across Ukraine are reporting that the strikes were aimed at energy facilities. More than a million people were without power on Saturday afternoon, according to a presidential advisor. Boris Johnson is back in London after cutting short a Caribbean vacation to return to Britain for his party's selection of the next prime minister. Johnson, who was forced to step down due to a scandal only months ago, has not said if he plans to seek that would make him the next prime minister. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ethan Crumbly, the 16-year-old accused of killing four students and injuring seven others in a Michigan school shooting, is expected to plead guilty to all 24 counts against him this week. He faces a count of terrorism as well as several charges of first-degree murder. Crumbly was 15 when the shooting happened last November at Oxford High School, and his parents also face charges of involuntary manslaughter. There will be a memorial for two police officers in Connecticut who were killed.
The community of Bristol, Connecticut remembers the two fallen officers who died while responding to a call last week that authorities characterize as an ambush. Bristol Police Chief Brian Gould.
We often hear the phrase, lead by example. However, that's not enough. You must be an excellent example. And Sergeant Dustin DeMonte and Officer Alex Yamsey are the epitome of excellence.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
A 14-year-old middle schooler is reportedly facing a grand theft charge after she stole about $13,500 from her grandmother's safe and gave away the bulk of it to her classmates, hundreds of dollars at a time. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.